When Kate Ross found out she was pregnant several years ago, she knew she wasn't ready. She visited Juno's Planned Parenthood, and after weighing her options, she decided to have an abortion. Addressing a crowd of more than 300 people gathered outside the Alaska State Capitol Tuesday, Ross said she was lucky. She's white, middle class, and had a supportive partner at the time.
If I did not have a choice 2 summers ago, I would have felt lost instead of empowered.
Today, Ross has a 1-year-old daughter. She said after the rally, she wants to speak openly about her experience for those who feel like they can't.
I have the privilege to be able to do that and not face negative consequences. So I want to be a voice to use my privilege to speak out in ways that maybe other people can't.
Ross and other speakers Tuesday say they're concerned by what they see as a growing trend of restricting not only abortion, but reproductive health care access across the country. Even though abortion is currently legal nationally, recent legislation passed in Alabama and elsewhere has raised alarms among pro-choice advocates about a new wave of restrictions. Here in Alaska, Wasilla Republican Representative David Eastman introduced a bill on the last day of the regular legislative session that would effectively outlaw abortion. There's no plan to address the bill during the current special session, but it's one of the reasons Ross and other protesters came out.
Obviously, I'm concerned about what's happening in Alaska because I live in Alaska, but it's not isolated here. It's a nationwide trend with more and more states trying to pass bills like this, and as such, it needs to be a nationwide movement.
A number of Democratic legislators joined the rally. Juno Representative Sarah Hannon spoke as well. Sporting a pin that read, "Don't like abortions, don't have one," Hannon said even though she doesn't expect Eastman's bill to make it far, she and other female legislators are frustrated to still have to fight these restrictions today.
This is assumed law for 47 years. So why are we spending time and energy to try and undo it?
During and after the protest, a small handful of counter-protesters stood silently apart from the crowd. Juno resident Tyler Ribeiro held a sign reading, "It's a life, it's a person, let's protect them together." He said he thinks that abortion is not a safe choice for women, but he's not familiar with Eastman's bill. Similar rallies took place in Soldotna and Fairbanks. Homer has a rally planned for Saturday. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.